I wanted to let you all know that we've been preaching a series of sermons here at First United Methodist Church called A Simple Christmas. Didn't quite work out that way for us. It kind of got messy somewhere in the middle of December. We tried to have a simple Christmas, right? So next year we're going to start and have a messy Christmas and see if it turns around the other way. But tonight, I would like to ask you a simple question. It's not a hard one. Here it is. What is Christmas all about? For some, it's about the presents, right? Are y'all out there? Right? You may have noticed that I brought my Charlie Brown Christmas tree with me tonight, a gift of a good friend of mine from Perigold several years ago. I wanted to share a little bit of that story with you tonight. You might remember that Lucy, Charlie Brown's sister, asked Charlie Brown to write down, as she dictated, her letter to Santa. It went something like this. Dear Santa Claus, how are you? How was your summer? I love that. I have a long list of presents that I want. Please note the size and color of each item and send as many as possible. If it seems complicated, make it easy on yourself. Just send money. How about tens and twenties? Now, mind you, this was this Christmas story of Charles Schulz came out in 1965. Tens and twenties. Charlie Brown screams out and says, "Oh, brother," like he does. And Sally says, "Hey, all I want is what is coming to me. All I want, choir, is my fair share." So let me ask you, under your Christmas tree at home, is your fair share there? Does the number of presents with your name on it equal the number of presents with everyone else's name on it? Maybe a brother or a sister? Have you lifted the present ever so gently and shaken it ever so gently, trying to figure out what's inside, maybe even cutting the tape with a knife? None of y'all would do that. No, I never did that. Have you figured out over there in the corner, too big to go under the tree, the one leaning up against the wall with your name on it, have you figured out what's in that box? For some, honestly, Christmas is about the presents, the gifts. But if you switch that around a little bit, for some of us, it's not about the getting of the gifts, but it's about the giving of the gifts. I mean, we have painstakingly searched out the right gift for everyone, and now you just sit back and watch and drink your coffee and say, yes. And you hope that that is the present that they'll talk about when they're 50 years old. That Christmas present. For some, it's about the presents. For some, it's about the house. It's about the house. Are all the little Santa Clauses out? Are the lights up? Is the tree decorated? Are the nativity scenes out? In my house, all that's out. All that's been ready for weeks, including the It's a Wonderful Life Village. For some of us, it's about the house. For a lot of us, I would say it's about the family. It's about waking up tomorrow morning and there be full beds. Kids are home. Grandkids are here. And you wake up and the only gift you ever really wanted was a full house. So Merry Christmas, right? Some have been added to the family this year. Maybe a baby has been born and you have your own little manger scene at your house tomorrow morning. For others of us, me included, there will be an empty chair tomorrow where someone once was. For me, my mom, and I'll miss her. Barbara Brown Taylor, An Episcopal priest, author, and preacher says this about Christmas Eve, and I like it. For good or for ill, every Christmas Eve functions like a time machine, taking us back to every other Christmas Eve we've ever spent on this earth. I like that idea. I like that idea a lot. For some of us, it's about the carols, and it's about the communion, and it's about the candlelight. It's about the worship, right? Are y'all out there? I like to say, are you with me, to my congregation? Are you with me? When we play that first note of, O Come All You Faithful, I get goosebumps. I love that. It's carols and candles and communion. For some of us, our Christmas celebration is not complete until we have this worship service. I'm glad you're here. If Christmas for you is about worship. If you'll go back with me to the Charlie Brown Christmas special, I want to remind you that in it, Charlie Brown is struggling with understanding what Christmas is all about. He knows he should be in the Christmas spirit. He says, I like getting presents. I like sending cards. I like decorating trees, but something is missing. Right? And so Lucy says, what you need is involvement. Involvement. And so she puts him in charge of the Christmas play, which doesn't go that well, if you'll remember. And so she sends him off to find the perfect Christmas tree. You might remember that she said to get an aluminum one. An aluminum one, maybe a pink aluminum tree. He comes back with a tree like this, whose needles are barely hanging on. And when he arrives, everyone's mad at him. And for Charlie Brown, well, he's frustrated. And he screams out, isn't there anyone who can tell me what Christmas is all about? Y'all remember this, right? And so Linus, who is said to be Charles Schulz's spiritual side, says, I can tell you what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. And he goes to the center of the stage, and he says, lights, please. And the spotlight comes down on Linus, and he says, there was in that same country shepherds abiding in their fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. I love the sore afraid. The King James gets it right. And the angel of the Lord said unto them, fear not. I want to stop for just a moment. I don't know if you've noticed it, but when he reads that line of scripture, Linus drops his blanket. Have y'all ever noticed that? He drops his blanket when he says, fear not. For behold, I bring you tidings of great joy that will be for all the people. For you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign unto you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with that angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among God, whom God favors. And Linus looks over at Charlie Brown and says, that's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. Amen. Linus is right. Linus is exactly right. Christmas is about Jesus being born in a manger. It's simple. It's about God so loving us that he decided to come live with us for 33 years. The word Emmanuel literally means God is with us. For unto us who have hauled all our hopes and dreams to the manger this year, God is with us. Amen. For those of us who find ourselves so and sore afraid, drop the blanket. For God is with us. Yes, Christmas is about the presents. I'm going to open some. It's about the family. I'm thrilled that both of my girls are with me tonight. It's about the worship. If you really enjoy worship, we're doing this again at 11 o'clock tonight. Come back. But mostly, in fact, it's all about Jesus. Christmas is about good news and great joy for all the people. And all we're really waiting for tonight, now, is the sound of that baby's cry. Merry Christmas.